This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
Our next guest is, and if I can just say that, you know, from the media release, it's Life's a Bitch Now, the fairy tale's over. This one-woman grim fairy tale musical will have you howling with laughter. It is in our live in the studio. We have the Moosehead Award recipient, Rama Nicholas. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And thanks so much for popping in today. It's really great to and to welcome you on Joy 94.9 and particularly Aesthetica. And I know that you've been visited us before, but tell us about this wonderful show.
Yeah, so this is my my new comedy festival piece. It's a one woman grim fairy tale musical, and I play about 20 different characters, and I switch seamlessly between them. So it's not like monologues or anything. I'm just doing all the dialogue from all my characters, and I also sing quite a few songs from their perspective, so it's a musical as well, and it's a rip snorting adventure story, an adult adventure, I have to say. I keep my publicist keeps saying remind to say it's adult because there is swearing.
Not suitable for children.
Not suitable for children.
Adult content. Adult content.
Yeah, exactly, because you know it is a grim fairy tale concept, but a lot of people think fairy tales, kids, that kind of thing. But this is like on the darker side of fairy
tales.
It's
a bit twisted, is it?
A little.
Good.
So tell me, Rama, how difficult is it to go with, you know, that many characters?
Well, you know, there is an element of difficulty, but I actually love it. I love it. I come from an acting background. I started my career as an actor, and then improvisation and comedy just swept me up along the way. So I apply my kind of acting background to the work that I do. So it's a linear story. It's you never see Rama Nicholas on the stage. You only ever see my characters, and the story evolves as they evolve through the show. So, but I love playing that many characters. It's a challenge to make, you know, to make them clear to the audience who they're looking at. It's a lot of technicality kind of goes behind playing that many characters.
I was going to say there would be. It's now the show goes for like most comedy shows in the festival go for an hour and a half, or is yours a little longer?
Well,
it depends on the...
It's 60 minutes. 60 minutes, yeah. I'm editing. Yeah, I mean, I've got so much story, but it has to be 60 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe a little over.
And, let's not tell anyone about it.
Yeah, no. It's our secret.
This
is a very quiet area here. how many Melbourne Comedy Festivals have you appeared at?
Well, I've been participating in the comedy festival for years and years as an improviser. So I worked with a company called Impro Melbourne for many, many years, and they have an ongoing show. They call it almost the longest running show in comedy festival, Late Night Impro. So I did that for like more than 10 years. And they also have Celebrity Theatre Sports, which I was involved in for a long time. So I've been around the track. I've also did a few other shows long time ago. I did a show with David Callan a long time ago. So I've been involved for a long time, but this is last year was my first solo show.
Right.
So last year was my year of challenge, and, you know, I was kind of sitting in my career going, you know, nothing feels like a challenge anymore. I want to get the vibe back. And I thought, what's the scariest thing I could do? You know, and
let's go solo.
Yeah. So, and that's what I did. I did my last year. I did my one woman spaghetti western musical, and that was great. It got a great word of mouth and got a good vibe. And then from that, I applied for the Moosehead mm-hmm. Award.
So tell us about the Moosehead Awards, because I think that that's something that not all of us would know. So explain, being you're very fortunate to be a recipient of that award, though.
Oh, yeah, so fortunate. It's such an amazing award. It's sort of more of a grant than mm-hmm. an award. Mm-hmm. So it's very specific to Melbourne. It's an award that helps it's a grant that helps people who are doing something a little bit left of centre in comedy. Mm-hmm. So who are kind of have a bigger concept or something different that they want to do. So it's not just about stand up. It's not just about being a stand-up comedian. It's about what other flavours can we put to our comedy and interesting things that we can do with it creatively. So it's supporting creative, you know, it's supporting the creatives, and it's also encouraging audiences to come and see different things, you know, challenging audiences on what their concept of comedy is. So it's such an amazing award. Yeah. And myself and Geraldine Quinn are both recipients of that award this year. Yeah. So,
and I was just about to say that say the same thing, that Geraldine Quinn is a recipient of that award. And we're very fortunate to next week have Geraldine Quinn on Aesthetica, which is really great.
And she's amazing.
So that will be really good. And I dare say, you know, when I look at your promo, I mean, it really looks great. I dare say, is there some costume changes in your show as well?
Yeah, so I love a costume. I love it.
I can see that from the promo. You've got a very lushy Snow White there, I think it is.
She's had a few drinks.
Yeah, one or two.
So I love a costume, but I keep my costumes quite minimal.
Okay.
And I only ever use them at the start of the show to establish character. So I use them to establish my character, to put it into my audience's minds that from now on, when you see this type of physicality, this is the visual that you'll get for the rest of the show. And then I put my costumes away and just perform the characters as they are. So they're more for the for the audience, just to get into the world and the environment of the show. Yeah. But yeah, I love a costume.
Yeah.
Love a character costume.
And I think it really is. And I think that when you go and see any sort of show, but particularly a comedian, it's great to see. I mean, naturally you go because of for laughs, for show, for the person, for everything. But it's also to, if there's characters there and do all of that, it's really great. And to go in that 20 characters, that's just amazing. You've got a great venue you're playing at. You're playing at the Portland Hotel, I believe.
Yeah, the Portland Hotel,
which is just up in Russell Street, around the corner.
Yeah, it's around the corner, which is great. Yeah. So, there's the Town Hall and there's the Vic Hotel and then there's Portland and Trades is up a little bit further away. But, it's so good to be there. At 7:15, it's excellent.
And, I was just going to say, on Tuesday to Saturday, there's no show Monday, but on Tuesday to Saturday, you're at 7:15. And on Sundays at 6:15. So it's really good. Selling well, I believe.
Yeah. So it looks like my first week is selling out.
Oh, good.
So if people want... I know. Amazing, right?
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Which is great. So if people want tickets, I think you have to go get them.
Better hurry up and get them because they're selling. So
all you have to do is go to all the W's at comedyfestival.com.au for tickets to see After Ever After, Rama Nicholas. It sounds like an amazing show. And, of course, not forgetting that she is a 2014 Moosehead Award recipient. Congratulations on that. Congratulations on putting this show together. Have a great festival.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rama, for coming in.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.